Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, John Kanz, Catholic ministry professional in the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hi everyone, I'm John Kanz, and I am delighted to be here with you today and just to share my joy. It's cold outside. It's getting into, we're almost towards Thanksgiving here, the end of November, getting into December. And living in South Dakota, I always have to chuckle. I find it humorous. People will come in and almost be surprised that it's getting cold. And even sometimes they'll feel a little bit slighted by the cold outside. You just almost have to wonder, well, I don't know what you expected, but this is the way it is every year. But for me, this is a time of great joy. A long time ago, a buddy of mine told a story about his grandfather, and his grandfather had fought in, I believe, World War II. And after that, settled down to kind of a quiet life and was just worked on the power line poles. And it's an important job, but a hard job, especially when it's the middle of winter and there's been a big ice storm and power lines are down and it's negative 20 out. And you've got to be the one to go out and climb up on those poles in the icy wind and fix the electric so that people can get heat in their homes and all those good things that come along with that. But my friend was always struck by the fact that his grandfather never complained about having to go out in the cold while everybody else stayed inside nice and warm. He just never complained about it. And just over the years, as he got to know his grandpa, as he got older and perceived things, he just realized that for his grandfather, that cold wind was a reminder that he was alive. He had survived times of real adversity. He had seen real suffering, and yet he was alive. And he had air in his lungs and a family and a home, and that this cold air, even though it was a true discomfort, that it really was a reminder of the goodness of the life that he got to live. And this struck my friend, and he told it to me, and it's something that as the weather gets cold again, as the leaves start to change and fall off the trees, it's become something that I reflect on and has actually transformed what could be an uncomfortable season into one of my favorite times. Because every time I go outside now, I think of this story and the icy wind hits my face and my lungs fill with air and I'm filled with gratitude. I think about my wife and my kids. I think about my family, the air in my lungs, just the fact that we've got a roof over our heads and work. But if nothing else, just that I am alive and the Lord God is with me. And it reminds me not to get frustrated with the cold or with the ice when I have to go out early and shovel the driveway or whatever it might be so we can get to work, that there's no sense getting frustrated because, as it says in the book of Daniel, that the ice and the winds exalt the Lord. They sing God's praise, that the cold blesses the Lord and sings his praise. And it's just a reminder that this creation, these things that just are, they are good in and of themselves, and they actually sing the goodness of God. And the incredible diversity of the seasons and how they unfold every year, it's never the same twice. It's never the same timeline twice. And it just reminds me of the great, beautiful creativity that our Lord God has and the way that he paints the world and unveils his goodness to us through it. And so I want to share my joy. I want to invite you just into a song of praise today as we reflect, as we read from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 57, and then skipping to verses 64 through 74. And just to allow this time, whatever season you may be in, just to allow it to be an opportunity to allow God's creation to lead you into great praise and adoration of the God who made the heavens and the earth, of everything that we get to enjoy in on the daily, and just to allow our hearts to be turned in this time, even in what is sometimes an uncomfortable season, an uncomfortable coldness, to allow that to move our hearts to great exaltation of the Lord today. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all rain and dew. Sing praise to him, and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all you winds. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, fire and heat. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, winter cold and summer heat. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, dews and falling snow. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, ice and cold. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, frosts and snows. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, nights and days. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, light and darkness. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, lightnings and clouds. Sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Let the earth bless the Lord. Let it sing praise to him and highly exalt him forever. Father in heaven, we come before you with humble, grateful hearts. And Lord, I just want to give you glory and praise for all of my friends listening along today, wherever they may be, whatever season of life they may be in, whether they're experiencing joy or whether they're experiencing sorrow or whether it's just a time of quiet and peace and contentment. Lord, I just ask that you would use all things for your good and for your purpose, that they would be opportunities for all of us to turn to you. Whatever ways that our hearts may be distant from you or may not be right with you, Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon us. Give us your insight that we may make ourselves right with you, that we may turn away from sin and turn towards life, to turn towards joy. Lord, make yourself abundantly present to us, especially as we walk outside today and we experience the cold wind. May it fill us with true life. May it fill us with joy in knowing that even the cold wind whispers your name into our lives. Let us praise you. Let us give you glory and praise today. In your name we pray. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.